this famous architect was hired to design one of Chicago's famous park landscapes. No sooner did he design it than park employees began mowing down all of his flowers. What Alfred Caldwell did next perhaps made this the well-known spot it is today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com. Aim for excellence while attending the 2017 Milk Business Conference, November 6th through the 8th at the M Resort in Las Vegas. This must-attend event for progressive dairy farmers seeking to navigate an increasingly complex and risky business environment will teach you how to improve your team and your bottom line. Register today at www.milkbusiness.com/event. That's www.milkbusiness.com/event.
As Julia Bachrach explains, at the time of the Civil War, this was a cemetery with a beautiful location.
The oldest part of the park, which was only about 60 acres, was a section of unused cemetery land. Initially, they took the unused part of the cemetery, and then eventually they exhumed bodies and moved them into other cemeteries so that this beautiful site on the lakefront could become parkland.
It became Chicago's Lincoln Park. In the 1880s, a lily pool was built here, but by the 1930s, it had fallen into disrepair. WPA money was used to hire landscape architect Alfred Caldwell to bring the pool and surrounding wildflower gardens back to life.
They only planted a few of the wildflowers that he had specified on his plans, and then the park laborers at that time weren't very well trained, and they came and mowed them all down. So he decided to cash in his own life insurance policy to buy the materials himself, and then he had to borrow a truck and drive up to Wisconsin to purchase them, came back, and actually planted them here himself.
Caldwell became a well-known architect, living from 1903 to 1998. Julia helped take him to events in his later years.
One day we were out in one of the parks and he was giving a speech and he started getting angry when he was talking about the bureaucracy of the park district. One of the gentlemen that worked for the park district was standing right next to him and Alfred Caldwell kept punching him in the shoulder. And at the end somebody said, "How do you feel to have been kind of picked on by Alfred Caldwell?" And he said, "It was an honor."
Today that lily pool bears Caldwell's name, a well-known landmark in the city. Traveling the countryside in Chicago, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.